The new CDC guidance on masks has added to the urgency to get people vaccinated against COVID-19, especially in places like Detroit. The city has a far lower vaccination rate than its neighbors and the state as a whole. So Detroit has been sending canvassers door to door to spread the word about how to get the shot. Michigan Radio's Beenish Amith tagged along with one of those canvassers.
Nora Rodriguez is an outreach worker with the Congress of Communities in Southwest Detroit. It's sunny and warm as she knocks on doors down Hubbard Street.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Hola, ¿buenos días? ¿Inglés o español?
Español.
Maria Pena picks up her old Shih Tzu.
Oh, this cute dog. What's his name?
Pena is 74 and says she's already been vaccinated.
You got it 3 months ago, the vaccine? Okay, perfect. So
Rodriguez puts what she learns into an app the city is using to track its progress before making her way to the next house. The street is lined with historic homes in Easter egg colors with lilies and veggies coming up in front yards. Rodriguez says she used to drive down this street with her mom.
Yeah, we'd be singing together and we would just check out houses. You know, that was our thing. Like mother-daughter time, you know?
Rodriguez got COVID early on in the pandemic. She believes she gave it to her mom. Even though both of them got sick, they were initially hesitant about getting vaccinated. Eventually, they decided the benefits of the shot outweighed their worries. But Rodriguez says getting vaccinated is a personal choice.
I'm good, thank you. Is it okay if I come in? All right.
Manuel Gonzalez is sitting on his front porch. He has a shaved head and wears an M&M t-shirt. Rodriguez tells him she has one just like it. Then she asks him about getting the vaccine.
The shots?
Yeah, for the COVID-19.
Does that work? Because, you know, every time when it's the flu time, when the flu shots come around, when I took flu shot, I get real sick.
Really?
Yeah. And see, and that's why I kind of like not want to take that shot, because I ain't trying to get sick.
Right. Have you already consulted, like, with a doctor or somebody?
Not yet. I go see my doctor next month. June.
Okay. Rodriguez suggests that Gonzalez ask his doctor any questions he has about the shot, from its effectiveness to potential side effects. She gives him a flyer about a nearby vaccination clinic. Then she heads back to the sidewalk.
I don't want to debate with them. I don't want to argue with nobody. You know, that's not what we're here for. Vaccination is really important. You know, if they don't want to get it, that's their viewpoint. I respect it. I want to make sure they get that information, and just in case they change their mind.
That's the whole point of this campaign, according to Vicky Cavari. She's leading the door-to-door effort in Detroit.
Our goal is to get as many people vaccinated as soon as possible with, equity front and center. So we're not ignoring any neighborhoods. And we're really intent on making sure people know this is easy, it's safe, and it's important.
Cavari headed up census outreach in Detroit last year. She's using the same approach to get the word out about the shot, starting with neighborhoods and areas near walk-in vaccination clinics, as well as those with low rates of vaccination. Most of them are in high poverty areas where people move around a lot.
It's data-driven, it's boots on the ground. You know, we just decided one of the big lessons we learned from the census was to go where people are.
Just over a third of Detroiters have gotten at least one dose of the COVID vaccine, according to the city. That's a little more than half of the rate for the rest of Wayne County. This door-to-door campaign is an effort to change those metrics, with about $1 million in funding from the federal government. But it's slow going. Only about a third of knocks get an answer, and it's even fewer for Nora Rodriguez as she makes her way down Hubbard Street. She looks down Hubbard and thinks about the fond memory she has of driving down this street with her mom, singing along to the radio.
You know, these are things that, you know, you can't give back if you lose your parent or you lose somebody you love a lot.
Rodriguez thinks of all the people in her community who may not get to make new memories with their loved ones because of COVID. And then she knocks on another door. I'm Beena Shamith, Michigan Radio News.